Does it seem like everyone else has it all together, with you the only one that's struggling?
As parents, we want to know how to take our family to the next level.
Where our children choose into excellence.
Where poor behaviors melt away naturally.
And where our connection to each other is rich and beautiful.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and our purpose is to help you achieve just that.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families.
Earlier today, I was walking through the house, and I came across this picture of our family, and it was an older picture. And of course, we always look at ourselves in pictures, and so that was the first thing I honed in on was the picture of myself in this picture. And, wow, it was very flattering. Not... It's this picture, my hair is receding pretty severely and like the half comb over thing, half try to comb it forward to make it look like where it's bald is still got hair. And it just made me laugh. It made me laugh because for a long time, I knew that I was going bald, that my hair was receding, but I didn't ever want to admit to myself that it looked pretty bad. So I'm doing all these things to try and make it look like I'm still 17. Like I still have my full head of hair. When I was 17, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Long flowing locks, very, very thick. When I met Amy's family for the first time, they were astounded.
With your hair.
At the beauty of my hair. And so, you know, for years, I'm trying to hold on to this youthful image, this untrue image of who I was. And, you know, doing the comb overs and then over time going shorter. Getting more comfortable with it and finally embracing my baldness.
Yeah.
To the point now where our daughter, who's going to turn 13 here pretty quick, hasn't ever seen me with hair.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You've embraced it. You were kind of denying it before and you probably looked at other people sometimes and thought, wow, I wish I had that kind of hair.
So what does that have to do with parenting?
Well, I think all the time we look at other people and we see their greatest feature and it seems like they're amazing and we're stinky.
Right.
Bald versus beautiful hair. Though now I hear you telling people all the time that you love being bald and it's awesome and you love your hair and you tease the kids when they're lamenting their hair, especially the girls, you say, you should cut your hair like mine.
I can fix that.
Yeah. Oh, I think about us. We got asked to be in this homeschool documentary. And so they're filming us in our family room, perfectly cleaned. And then they bring us into the kitchen. Oh, let's film you teaching a lesson in there. And so I'm on the counter. We're at the counter with the two kids teaching a math lesson. And midway through this shoot of this idyllic homeschool scene, our little boy decides he's done with math and he's going to throw a fit. And so I'm thinking, well, surely they're going to cut this homeschool documentary and they're going to cut us out of it. But they say, no, don't worry. We'll just mute it. We'll turn off the sound. No one will ever know. He's on the ground writhing, throwing a fit. Just made me laugh because how many times do you see videos of people's perfect family, or even a documentary, or if you look up that homeschool documentary, you're going to see the scene of us at the counter and know that in reality, only one child was happy. The other one was really mad.
Well, it's a great example because the movie actually starts out with a shot of our home. It pans into the home. And I kid you not, there are and I actually think it was our birds. I mean,
really?
Not the birds that we haven't trained these birds or tamed these birds, but there are all these birds that live on our trees. And so they have this opening shot of the home and it's just all picturesque and it pans in and the birds are chirping sweet harmonies. And the, you know, it's just beautiful. And then later there's a shot up in the treehouse with the kids reading. Yeah. There's a shot with Gabby or reading her book in this little fairy tent that they built.
Yes.
They filmed that shot for 2-3 hours. I mean, plus the setup beforehand, it was nuts to come up with this 5-little-second shot of perfection.
Yeah.
Right? Of what looks like perfection on this film.
It was cool to be a part of it, to see how much work it takes to make it look like everything is perfect in our house. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of work for our house.
It took a lot of work. And that's what happens That's what happens when we start comparing ourselves to other people, especially when we're looking at their posts on social media.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've taken this little snapshot of this idyllic moment.
Yeah.
When everything is beautiful and perfect. And yes, we absolutely want to celebrate those moments. We had a beautiful moment.
Right.
Let me share with the world. I'm not a total failure.
Right.
But when we start comparing ourselves to that perfect moment, to our known imperfections,
yeah.
the things that we know that we struggle with, and we try to make that comparison, it's just not fair.
Right.
At all.
Yeah. And it's just natural for our mind to bring up the things we're not happy with, the things we're frustrated with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or think about the people with all the matching, the families with the matching outfits on Instagram. Like, they look perfect. I think, how did they get this 3-year-old and 5-year-old to smile and look so cute?
Oh, they are so cute.
They are so cute. Yeah.
They're very cute. And yeah, how did they do that? It's unbelievable.
But how about all the organized pictures? People, if I see one more picture of a perfect pantry. Yeah. And I really wonder if that's a real pantry. It looks like there's like 4 items of food in there. No one's actually going in there. And there's certainly not a child putting anything away. Are we allowing this image of quote unquote perfection to bring us down,
mm-hmm.
to allow ourselves to feel like we're not good enough, that we're not measuring up?
Yeah. Nobody is perfect. There are no perfect parents. There yeah. are no perfect families. And we're not perfect either. And we want to be able to accept ourselves in all of our glorious imperfections.
Yeah. Yeah. And also teaching our children that it's okay. We're okay with the pantry with mismatched tubs to organize things. We have our strengths. We have our things that are amazing in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with us, each as individuals. You have your strengths. That's such a huge thing in siblings, comparing each other to themselves, thinking that one sibling is this perfect sibling and I can never measure up to that. It's not a way of thinking that is productive. It's not going to help us become our best selves.
It's very detrimental. It pulls yeah. us down and it inhibits us.
Yeah.
And it keeps us from moving forward the way that we need to.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we want to have a culture in our home where we celebrate our success. We celebrate other people's success, not because they're better than us, but because we're happy for them. We're happy for our brother who did something awesome. That doesn't mean I'm any less because he did that awesome thing.
Right.
So one of the things that's really helped us over the years in embracing our reality, our less than perfection, is finding other families that we connect with,
mm-hmm.
Particularly finding families that have similar struggles with us. And that we connect with as parents. It's really hard to go it alone. Even when you have a supportive spouse, it's really hard to just feel like you're alone in your struggle. You can't talk to your children many times about it. And so it's just you. And it's really great to find friends who can be supportive and be a listening ear, help you feel validated and also buoyed up and empowered to continue on your journey.
One of the best times that happened for us was during one of our hardest times,
yeah,
where we were going through one of our hardest struggles with a child that was going through some real severe addiction.
Yeah.
And that's not something that as a people, as a culture, we open up and talk about very often.
Especially when it's a child's addiction.
Yeah.
Because there's privacy issues. Yeah.
Right. And there was a family in our community. And one day I'm talking to the dad and he asked me how I'm doing. And for some reason, I didn't lie, right?
Yeah.
I didn't do the normal. I didn't say, we're okay, we're fine, we're good.
Yeah.
I just said, we're struggling. And it was awesome because then over the course of time, you know, he said, well, what are you struggling with? And I just kind of let down a little bit. And then he would answer back, well, you know, we've got some of the same things going on. And then over time, as we continued that conversation, figured out that they had the same struggle in their home with one of their children. And the thing that was so great about that is that then we had another shoulder to lean on,
yeah.
another shoulder to cry on, another shoulder for support. So there's some real challenges that we go through with that kind of an issue. And they were going through the same kind of things. And so we relied on each other. We used each other. We helped each other out. And it was such a blessing to our family to have that additional strength
yeah.
because I said I was struggling.
Yeah, and that takes courage to be vulnerable and to ask for help.
Recognizing that I actually am bald and being willing to say it.
Yeah.
I'm bald. We're struggling. I'm struggling yeah. right now. It's hard. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, action steps. Number one, find a way to put some boundaries on your social media use. Maybe you just look at how you're using social media, how it's affecting you. There are so many studies out there about people and how it's affecting their self-worth and their productivity and their mental state, depending on how many hours they're on social media. So be aware of that and see if there are some changes that you want to make in your own life with that. Do you want to maybe take a day off every week?
That's what I do. I love it. I take one day off where I don't touch social media. Yeah.
And there's been different times when I've done certain, you know, different kind of parameters. Half hour at this point, half hour at this point, not other time, you know, just different.
You've gone a whole week without looking at social media before.
Yeah. Totally doable and amazing. Look at that. And social media does have an effect on us. And so just make sure that you're managing it and that it's serving you and that it is a strength to you because your kids need you at your best.
Mm-hmm. The second thing that you can do is to keep working on you seeing the evidence of how amazing you are. We talked about this a couple episodes ago in number 29. Go back and listen to that one again if you haven't already. And just take some time to see the things that you're doing well and keep track of those things.
Yeah, it can be little successes. Our mind, like I said before, likes to pull up the negative. Just like when we look in a room and we see the five things on the floor, we don't see the 50 things that are put away. We see the few things that are out of place and that make it look messy. Mm-hmm. And same thing with our lives. We need to accentuate the positive and emphasize that. And writing it down is a great way to do that.
Yeah, especially with those things that we're doing as parents that we're doing well.
Yeah, just look back on your day at the end of the day and look back and say, oh yeah, I had that great moment with my daughter where I really listened to her and was able to support her. Or we had this fun time at lunch today, or we had a great conversation as we were going to bed. Just any little thing that you did well as a parent.
So great.
Because it's there. You did well. We promise you, you're doing good things.
Every day, all day long.
Yes. You just need to take the time to notice them. And maybe you need to take a picture of the moment incognito so you don't ruin it. But just to remind yourself of the good things that are happening. So the third one is to find friends, find other families, find other parents to support you and be vulnerable and ask for help. It's not like you're confessional telling everybody everything, but when it's right, find another parent to support you. And we started a Facebook group.
It's the Revolutionary Families Forum.
And that is a group where we invite families to come and be a part of it. And we share some of our struggles. We share tips and tools, and we invite you to join us and to be a part of that conversation, be a part of those solutions and the way we talk about the things that are hard for us as parents and how we find success and find joy. And we'd love to have you there with us.
So when you're having those conversations where you're being vulnerable, it's not like you have to blurt out everything that you're struggling with, but it can start with just the, I'm struggling. I'm having a hard day.
Yeah. I think as people, we need to do that more. We are disconnected and we want to put off the image that we've got everything together. And so then likewise, we see this image that everybody has everything all together, that they don't need me because they're perfect. And it's not true. Everybody's got struggles.
It's not true. And everybody has struggles and they have things that they're struggling with as well.
Yeah.
Even though there's those pictures that are up that look perfect and actually could have been a perfect moment.
Right. Just right? Like we've had perfect moments too.
We have. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's awesome. We want to be connected with other people and we get there by being vulnerable, by being open, by being authentic to who we are and being okay with the fact that I'm not perfect. I don't expect to be perfect. I don't think I'm ever going to be perfect. And yeah, I want friends along the path with me as we go on this journey. I don't want to go on this journey alone. And as we find those friends, those other families that are there with us, it's so much the better.
Yeah. Awesome. We love you. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for loving your family and serving them and being the parenting heroes that you are.
So two invitations today. One is to join us in that Revolutionary Families Forum on Facebook, that Facebook group. And we'll put a link in the notes for that. And the second one is to go to our webpage, revolutionaryfamilies.com, and download the number one parenting secret that will help you to see that genius in your children so that you see those perfect moments more often.
Yeah, and don't forget to trust that God trusts you.